Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Well, the Bertha Centre's loss is my next guest's gain, because it does mean we have a little extra time in hand to talk music today. And how appropriate that we have that time on a day when we've got a really well-established artist with us with a lot to talk about. Our guest today needs very little in the way of introduction. He is already a household name in South Africa. But the reason we're catching up with him is because he is going to be launching this coming weekend a brand new concert series. It's the first in a new live music series called Sunset at Baxter. And as the name implies, the artists are going to play their shows at sunset in the newly landscaped gardens of the Baxter Theatre. I was there just a week or so ago when the gifting fair was happening, and admiring how beautiful and shady and tranquil a space it is, even though it was buzzing with people at the time. So I'm really excited to know that the Baxter has decided to launch this additional offering. You're going to be able to go and enjoy some live music. You'll be able to take along a picnic basket and your picnic blanket, settle in for an evening of great music in that beautiful setting. And of course, that is an experience that many of us loved to do every summer and have really missed since the start of COVID-19. So to have a new venue added to the mix is very exciting. And of course, you'll know that you're supporting the Baxter Theatre, who have endured so much turbulence in the last couple of years. So all round, very, very good news indeed to hear about the new Sunset at Baxter series. And the artist who is getting the ball rolling with the first edition this coming Sunday is Majozi. And Majozi, I think the last time I saw you, all I could see was the back of your head as you overtook me in a little optimist sailing dinghy and took over the race that we were sailing in. It's nice to be able to chat to you again today, and we've missed being able to see you perform in the interim. Welcome back to Cape Talk.
Thanks for having me, Pippa. It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much. Is this going to be your first concert since lockdown, or have you been able to squeeze in the occasional gig in between?
No, I've been fortunate enough to do a few little shows in between in the rougher times, and I think since the last announcements, I've pretty much just hit the ground running, and I've tried to do as many shows as possible.
Okay. Well, I mean, talk to us about what the lockdown experience was like for you, Majozi. Obviously, a really, really challenging time for any artist who relies on live gigs and traveling the country with their music. How did you use the time?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like most artists, it was a tough time, but I was able to pivot into other things. I'm one of the more fortunate artists who has a whole lot more work behind me, and royalties helped me get through a lot. Mm-hmm. Luckily, all my Samurai stuff is okay.
Thank goodness.
We were making jerseys and things like that, and I was fortunate enough to do some online work and just try and reconsider what I want to do for the future. And I got engaged as well during lockdown. There was a lot of stuff happened. Not always easy. But I think sometimes it's good as human beings to have challenges in our lives to push us to get better, to push us to see exactly what we want to do and what we're getting out of our lives, you know.
Yeah. You know, so many artists have said, as much as they hated the impact on their income potential and their ability to travel, what they did appreciate was the enforced breather, whereas life is often lived on the road from one suitcase to the next and one hotel room to the next. It gave them a chance to sort of be in their own space for a little while. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, 100%, man. I think those first, like, 2 months of lockdown, I did a lot of reflecting and sat down, and I was just like, just try to remember all the experiences I've had over the last 7-8 years, you know, and it just made me so grateful, because I've never really processed those things before, you know. I never processed the milestones or the goals that I achieved. I just kind of went on to the next thing, you know, and I was kind of forced just to stop and process it. And then afterwards, it just got too long. There was too much processing going on.
For those who don't know the story, I mean, do you want to just highlight one or two of those markers along the way? I mean, Salman nominated for your album Fire a couple of years ago. That was the one that really brought you to massive attention. But we all know it's never an overnight success. How long ago did the dream sort of start of making a living as a musician?
Yeah, well, I think I come from a church background, so I was kind of working at church doing worship music and things like that. And it kind of just started there, and I just pivoted into making music for the radio, and just not really expecting anything, and just trying to make music, you know, just trying to make music that uplifts people. And it just started, and I had no plans. I just carried on. I just did one thing, and after that thing worked, I did another thing, and I just carried on, you know. So that was part of my whole thing. Like, I had no idea what I was doing, so I couldn't even process, you know. Like, I was just like, okay, cool, let's carry on, let's try and get better, let's progress, let's, you know, all those things. And yeah, here I am now talking to Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
I should say, here I am talking to Majorzy, which is very exciting. So, I mean, here you are. You're about to launch the brand new concert series at the Baxter this coming Sunday, Sunset at Baxter. Can you give us a sense of what to expect? I mean, they've obviously spoken to you about the format of the show. What do you think concert goers are going to experience at on Sunday?
Maybe the best show of their lives that they've ever experienced, ever, ever. It's nice. Going to be a great show. I'm just going to have a lot of fun, you know. I really appreciate the Baxter for having me there for the first one of the series. And, you know, like we've already mentioned, it's been a tough season for musicians. So all these shows that I've been playing, I've just been in the mind state of trying to just enjoy myself, be super grateful for it. I've put in a lot of hard work. I've been practicing. I've been doing a whole bunch of things, and I promise you people are going to have a great time. And I know the Baxter is very keen. They've put in a whole lot of hard work in promoting the shows and getting the gardens ready and just providing people with something to look forward to, some entertainment again, yeah. Something that people can bring their families to and just have a really good time.
You've hit the nail on the head. The idea of having something to look forward to after so long of just dragging ourselves from one week to the next, you've nailed it. That is what this represents, I think, to so many people. So fantastic opportunity to settle down in the landscape gardens at the Baxter and enjoy the music. Now, I know you're going to play songs off the Sama-nominated album Fire, but I bet there's going to be new music as well. I hope so, at least.
Yes, I think so. Like, I'm going to try a few newer songs, maybe a few covers, you know. But whatever I do, I'm going to make sure people enjoy it.
Well, I know they're going to. And thank you so much for making time to speak to us today ahead of the concert this Sunday. I will share the details of how to book, etc., after we've listened to the song. But we are going to play out with your song Falling. Final question is, won't you just tell us a little bit more about this track?
Well, this song is a song that I wrote for my now fiance, just representing how that, you know, she has been on a journey with depression and anxiety, and I realized through it there's a lot that I can't do, but the one thing that I can do is be there for her, and I think that's something that we can all do for each other, is just be there, especially in these difficult times, is just be there for the people you love, let them know that you love them, let them know that you're loved. And on the opposite side, if you are a person, you just know that you are loved as well. If it's not by your family or your friends, it's by God, ultimately. So I think that's what the song represents.
Can't wait to listen. Majorzy, thank you so much for joining us today, and all the best for Sunday. Looking forward to having you back on stage at the Baxter on Sunday.
You're the best. Thanks, Pippa.
Keep well. Majorzy is the name of the artist, and here's a snippet of what you might hear if you go along to the Baxter on Sunday. I will share the ticket details after we've taken a listen to Falling. When the stars are falling from the sky. Such a great track, and can't wait to hear him live on stage again. So you can find him live on stage on Sunday the 28th of November, the very first in a new concert series called Sunset at Baxter. Now here are the details you need to know. The doors open at 5, the performance starts at 6 o'clock. Please get there early. There is going to be COVID screening for you to go through, including temperature checks and signing up your details, etc. So do leave enough time to get all of that done, and then find your spot and settle down with your picnic blanket. You're very welcome to bring your own picnic basket. Please do note, though, no alcohol is allowed unless it has been purchased from the Baxter's on-site bar. Tickets are available through web tickets and at Pick and Pay stores. They'll cost you R175 a person, and the event is happening this coming Sunday, the 28th of November, at the Baxter Theatre Complex.